This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that officials in Saugerties are considering making formal objections to the Federal Communications Commission about proposed wireless communication rules that limit local municipalities' home rule authority. The cellular phone industry is about to move to new 5G equipment, with many small transmitters rather than a few large cell towers providing much faster speeds. So the FCC has created new rules to keep municipalities from imposing, quote, regulatory obstacles that have threatened the widespread deployment, unquote, of the 5G technology. Quote, can Washington, D.C. say that Saugerties Zoning Board of Appeals and Planning Board rules have to change, unquote? Saugerties councilperson Mike MacIsaac said, Commissioner Jessica Rosenworkel, a Democrat in the minority at the FCC, disagrees with the new rules. Quote, instead of working with our state and local partners to speed the way to 5G deployment, we cut them out, unquote, she wrote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Rolling Grocer 19 opens March 5th at 6 South 2nd Street in Hudson, the former site of the Greater Hudson Promise neighborhood. For 3 months, the grocery store, with its sliding-scale pricing system based on income, was operating out of a large trailer parked on the street. Quote, we definitely had an increased demand, and with winter coming, we realized it was going to be more challenging to be as reliable as we wanted to be, unquote, Rolling Grocer 19's program director Audrey Berman said. Quote, so by opening up a storefront, we knew that we would always be available to the community, unquote. The grocery store will open from 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, but will be closed Sundays and Mondays. The other nearest supermarkets are in Greenport and Livingston. Quote, it's really a great project, unquote, Hudson Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said. Quote, finally, a grocery store that can serve those who can't get to Fairview Avenue easily. Its carefully selected products may even steer shoppers to eating more healthfully and economically. What's not to like, unquote. And with the storefront, the Rolling Grocer will take its mobile trailer back on the road this summer with potential stops in Valencia, Stuyvesant, and New Lebanon. The project was started by the Hawthorne Valley Association and Long Table Harvest with the Hudson Core Group and is supported by a grant from the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation and other donors. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna reports that the fray that Governor Andrew Cuomo toured the state February 28th and March 1st, touting the need to make the state's 8-year-old cap on property tax increases permanent. The third-term Democratic governor signed the tax cap that limits tax levy growth to 2% per year, or the inflation rate, unless overridden by a school or government board during his first year in office. Republicans in Albany have crusaded for a permanent cap for years. Quote, we have a responsibility to make the property tax cap permanent this year, unquote, Republican Assemblyperson Colin Schmidt said. Quote, the property tax cap single-handedly has been the most successful tool in state history in stemming property tax growth. We need to ensure that the tax cap is made permanent for the entire state, unquote. Read the full story at The Fray. I'm Tom Rowe. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here.